time goes on, the nature of people and the Yetzer Hara is to get worn out. And need one tefillah, another tefillah. I don't know if we see that that never happens. Once again asking for Hashem to have rachmonis, matnas chinam, a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though David HaMelech was such a great tzaddik, but he was always turning to Hashem. I don't deserve anything, I'm not asking on credit. I'm asking for Hashem to have rachmonis, and again, kavela Hashem, chasek v'yamis libecha, v'kavela Hashem, again and again, misbal one time and another time and a third time. Another rabbi, by us, the more we spell, if a person is spelled properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more it's mechazik him, the closer he gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we see David HaMelech throughout his life. He went through one story after the other, but just brought him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the difference between Bitochen Hashem and Tzvilas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Sam, a person that is hoping for things to work out by themselves. It says, Teicheles v'mushaches machles leiv. A person is hoping for something, and it takes a long time for it to happen, it just breaks his heart. What's the difference between that type of person that the longer it happens, it breaks his heart and he wears him down? And by us, every tefillah gives us more kraft than another tefillah. That's what it should be. The point of the difference is, like David HaMelech says, Choneinu Elokim, Choneinu, I'm asking for another and another time for Rachmin. I'm going under your protection till this very hard situation will pass by. The Hainu, David HaMelech had clarity. It was crystal clear to David HaMelech that Hashem is giving us every hard situation for us to get past it. There's no reason for doubt that Hashem is not doing what's best for us. It's just sometimes we have to go through trying situations. That's part of life. That's an experience we have to go through. But then those experiences were brought to us are brought to us just to take advantage of them, bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since the final goal is clear, 100%, that Ad Yavar Havois, there will be an end to the suffering. There will be an end to the hard times. We'll end up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Self Nofecho, not only now, but for eternity. So the longer it goes, Adarabba, it strengthens our feeling we're getting closer to the final goal. That's only possible if you have what David HaMelech had very clear. If it's not clear, the person, for example, he wants to starting a business, he wants to be a billionaire. So he starts his business, and the first year is going slowly, the second year is still going slowly, the third year, every year that goes by, he gets a broken heart more and more and more, because he's in doubt if it will happen, and the longer it takes is a proof that it won't happen. It won't happen. But that machlas leiv that happens is because the person is in doubt. If you're in doubt that the good thing you want will happen, then echanami, the longer it takes, the more you just say, it's never going to happen. So that's when the person is toiling on himself. But we, Am Hashem, our toiling on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that every situation Hashem has set up for us from the beginning of our history till this day has an end. And the time period is there for us to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be with you throughout this entire time. If I have to say Choneinu, and another time Choneinu, Choneini, I have to say Kavil Hashem, another Chazak Vamis Libecha, but Kavil Hashem, whatever I'm saying, that is something that if I pay attention to what I'm doing, Adarava will be Mechazak me. So time is going on, and it's keeping going on. But we have to have this in mind, that this situation will end, and we're getting closer to the end. But we have to, it's more of a achrayus on us to take advantage of the situation as it's getting closer to its end, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're with Him longer and longer. And the longer we show we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shows that we really have a true bitachon. True bitachon is clarity. I'm with Hashem, Hashem is with me. Self nafecho, I'll be under His protecting wings, and that's what's going to save Klal Yisrael. We said today also Mizmor Pei, it says three times, in the beginning, Elikim Ashiveinu Hoel Ponecha Nivosheya. Then in the middle it says, Elikim Svokois Ashiveinu Hoel Ponecha Nivosheya. And then the third time it says, Hashem Elikim Svokois Ashiveinu Lecha Nivosheya. Three different times. Each time it adds another Shem Hashem. Either Elikim, Elikim Svokois, and at the final time Hashem Elikim Svokois. Rashi says that each time is referring to another stage of the Golus. And each time is a deeper level of Tzaris in the Golus. So, on the one hand, it sounds like we're in a deeper level of tzaris. On the other hand, Adarava, in the time of deeper tzaris, is the time we have an opportunity having higher level, deeper level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the final stage of Hashem Elokim Tzvokos. We see that Hashem, with His Chasodin, even the Midas Adin is emanating from His desire to benefit us, to give us opportunity to come closer to Him. He's the one in control of the world. And what we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Hashiveinu, bring us back to You. And once that happens, that He brings us back to Him, and we bring ourselves back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Ho'er Ponecho, we'll have the Ha'ores Pon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We show a shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nivashea, He will send us back His shining face and bring us the Yeshuas that we all need. Should be Zeichot to have the Yeshuas for the cloud, for the Prat. We know that there's so many different sorrows that are going on right now, but it's in our hands. Should appreciate this clarity. We're in Hashem's hands. We're going to continue growing, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, uplifting ourselves, and be ma'oyer the ha'or is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of us. By the way, for people, if it's this time of night is not comfortable for you, you could say the tefillin at home at any time of day. It doesn't have to be that over here.